Hello Internet, it is Saturday 22nd of May. My name's Stuart Post, coming to you on Audio Boo. Yeah, I suppose, well, first of all, I should say, now that I'm on my HTC Desire, I can indeed Audio Boo from anywhere I should so choose, providing battery power allows it. In this particular instance, this will be my first in-bed boo. Lazy, I know, isn't it? But it's Saturday, and I have today off, as it turns out. I did think I was working today, but it turns out the pub I work in, the bathhouse, because of the nice weather and its lack of outdoor seating, hasn't made much money this week, so unfortunately my weekend shifts have had to be cancelled, which is a bit of a bummer, seeing as I spent a fair bit of money the past couple of days, but alas, it was money well spent and I had a good time. What was I doing? On Thursday, I returned to London for the first time in 4 months, and that was for the intention of being in a good travelling location for Friday morning, so I could go to Thorpe Park. And I was going to for the celebration of Sam and Alice's birthday, their joint birthday thing. They're both going out, so they are a couple. And it was lovely to see them again, and I was very much looking forward to it. I'm sorry, as I say, I'm in bed, still plenty of yawning to be done. So on the Thursday I headed down, must have been about 1 o'clock. Got the train from London King's Cross, to London King's Cross from Cambridge even, and from King's Cross I then went to Leicester Square, where I met up with my friend Chris Chilvers, who I've not seen for a long time, and we had drinks and things under his work, Global Radio. There's a Yates's pub underneath it, so it's quite convenient, really. But yeah, before I went and saw him, in fact, I actually wandered down from Great Portland Street all the way there, and via Radio 1, and as I walked past there, I bumped into my friend Nick Bisbright, who, as I mentioned in Nick Bisboo, another audio boo I did, is now a Radio 1 breakfast DJ. Radio 1 extra breakfast DJ, rather, just to clarify. It was nice to see him. It was quite cool to see him walking into work. Good to see he was well and he was enjoying things. From there I went to Cavendish campus, which was one of the campuses of my old university, the University of Westminster, and I was hoping I could see some of my friends from Smoke Radio, who were doing their last week of sort of broadcasting before the end of the academic year. During that time, they sort of toured the different campuses, but unfortunately, I couldn't get into the campus because, unsurprisingly, my old uni card has long since expired. So apparently, you can get access to Bear me a second. Hopefully, I won't eat up too much time trying to think of the word. Alumni cards. That's the one. So I'll have to apply for one of those, and then I'll be able to sort of wander in as and when, really. So yes, there's that, and unfortunately I didn't see any of them, because as I say, yeah, my card's broken, so I wandered on down to Leicester Square, met Chris, had drinks, and then from there, I went to Harrow, where I went and saw my friends Sam, Lottie, Alice, and Amy, and they were all at Amy and Alice's new flat, so we were there for a while. We watched some Band of Brothers, an awesome World War II sort of a dramatisation by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, sort of co-production on that. And from there we went to the Junction, a nice scream bar in Harrow, and had food and drinks. And then from there me and Sam had to go back to Wembley to crash at his for the night before we went to Thorpe Park the next day. Thorpe Park, we got up nice and early for about 8 the next day, to be there for when the gates opened at 10. It was a queue. We were a bit surprised by the queue, but it didn't take too long to get in, as the gates had only just opened. And we were there for a good solid, must be 8 hours, yeah, 10 till 6, went all the rides, had a good laugh. I met some new people, or rather got to know better people who I'd met before, but only sort of in passing in the university and things. And so I think I made some good friends that day, as well as having a good time with Alice, Sam and Amy. Unfortunately, Lottie and Landers wouldn't come because they chickened out. They were chicken out of all the rides. Bless their con socks. But, oh well, it's not for everyone, I suppose. But yeah, I had a great laugh, a great adrenaline packed day. But as you can imagine, now I'm quite tired now, and then after travelling back as well. Oh well. But yes, that's enough for this boo. Yeah, thank you for listening, and goodbye.